It's an old-fashioned idea, sending a troubled teen to the farm to learn hard work and responsibility. Exposed to the turning over of the seasons, cycles of birth and death, people pulling together, the young person can come home transformed, even healed. But does this story have a place in today's world with today's teenagers? Yes, according to the staff at Laraway Youth and Family Services in Johnson, Vermont. The agency provides educational, substitute foster care, and therapeutic services to young people and their families. Last year, it moved its school and offices to a 39-acre farm outside rural Johnson, Vermont. Although Laraway's experience working with young people goes back almost 40 years, its new agricultural setting, with all its challenges and possibilities, has opened a new chapter in the agency's life. It is also an experiment with interesting implications for how services are provided to youth with special needs. So far, things are going well. Executive Director Greg Stefanski says that, for starters, the farm provides an inherently educational experience for young people, a rich sensory environment that can be likened to an outdoor laboratory.
Certainly having students outside and, you know, breathing in fresh air, being active, whether it's a work day and we're doing some projects outside, or just taking a hike, or playing the game outside, they're really getting a chance to enjoy the outdoors, and I think it's providing an opportunity for sort of multi-sensory benefits. The things that we hear outside, observing, birds in the trees or deer that might be coming across the field, the smell of the pine trees. We just recently did a project around making apple cider, getting to taste that cider that's just been pressed from the apples, walking down to the river and hearing the rush of the river and observing the plant and animal life down there, really is exposing them to and bringing science alive, bringing math alive, making it much more alive to them.
It's a beautiful picture, and it makes sense that any child would benefit from thoughtful exposure to the natural world. But does it have particular benefits for these children, children with special educational needs or with emotional or behavioral disorders? Stefanski says yes, because among other things, the new environment has reframed some of the agency's core therapeutic work.
So now a group therapy session may be a game outside. A one-on-one individual therapy session may be taking a hike around the perimeter of the field. We also are starting to incorporate some agricultural activities into the education and treatment that we're providing. So we established a small garden this year. We had a big tree planting event where all the students in our school and summer programs planted nut trees and fruit trees around the property, which gave us an opportunity to help them, learn a little bit about the care that goes into growing a tree and hopefully having it be successful. But also, so it was an opportunity for them to have some ownership in the property and really see this as their place. And the site, as we're discovering now, is going to require a lot of maintenance and attention. And so we just recently had an activity last week where students from the school and our staff from the administration and individuals from our foster care program got together and spent a day just getting things ready outside. So mulching in some areas, getting some of our trees ready to try to protect them from deer and other animals. And so it's teaching us a lot about taking care of the property. And from our foster care program's perspective, they've got new opportunities for family visits. So we've had families on site to cook meals together in the kitchen in the farmhouse. They've been down to the river to do fishing together. And so we're finding that reunification efforts have been improved because we've got opportunities for families to let us know what activities they really enjoy doing together. And then we're able to have those available to them here on site. And so those times of reconnecting are based more on high preference activities for both the young people and their families.
He says these opportunities have created a sense of peace that reduces tension among their young people, which in turn has led to fewer problem behaviors.
You know, more from observation, but also in terms of number of crises that come up, because we're working with young people who've experienced trauma in various ways and abuse in different forms, and so dealing with the crises that can sometimes come up for young people who've had those experiences is something that we have to be prepared to deal with. But we've definitely seen a decrease in those kinds of incidents. And just on a day-to-day basis, there's sort of a sense of calm. And I think that's partly due to having, again, enough and the right kinds of spaces available, and then just having so many outdoor opportunities.
The agency sees its setting as a chance to promote the idea of taking care of the environment and growing and protecting the things around them. The idea of being stewards of their surroundings is an idea new to many of the young people in the agency's care.
So we're really trying to weave this idea of stewardship and responsibility into all aspects of our work here. So whether that means making sure that there are recycling bins all around the facility, we are kicking off a composting program so that all the excess food items from our breakfast and our lunch will be collected and then used to help fertilize gardens that then we can use to raise produce that will then come back to our kitchen. And it really gives you an opportunity to have a discussion about how far does your food travel, how far does the waste from meals that you have, how far does that travel, and what are the costs associated with that? And when you're able to bring it down to this very small level of being able to measure the number of feet between the place that food is raised to where it's processed and eaten, and then to where it's composted, really helps put that food chain in perspective.
Running a large farm with all of the intricate timetables for maintenance and planning requires expertise staff don't have. There's been a learning curve, and not every effort has panned out. Fortunately, the agency found itself surrounded by neighbors who could provide some of the necessary technical know-how.
So a couple different strategies that we put in place to meet that. One was the relationship with our neighbor who's a farmer. We've also partnered with a program at UVM. We have a couple of professors who actually live across the street from us who are connected to the agriculture program, and so they've been resources in helping us plan and sort out how we're going to use the land. And then right now we're in the process of developing an internship program. We're fortunate to have a couple of colleges, Johnson State College and Sterling College, in the area, and they have some very enthusiastic students and students who are doing work in areas that certainly tie to agriculture and land management and stewardship.
Indeed, Blairway is able to interest the community at large in the work they do, and in a way that has both benefited the public, who don't always understand exactly what such agencies do, or why kids would need to go there for help, and the youth themselves.
We're developing what we're calling an intergenerational garden, and we have a strong partnership with a couple of different groups that provide supports to seniors and elders in our community. And so far that work has looked like us going to those places and spending time with some of the seniors, playing games, singing Christmas carols, maybe doing some work projects on site. What we're looking to do now is to invite them to come to the Laraway Farm and to have a gardening area that would be set up that would be accessible for people who might have some mobility challenges, but a real opportunity for these seniors to share their life experiences and to teach our young people, and for our young people who are starting to become experts of how some things work here on site to share and give back to the seniors.
Finally, Stefanski sees a way to grow the agency's impact beyond the young people they directly serve to the families of those young people.
We know that sometimes, a young person and the struggles they're facing may be tied to their family's difficulties with, you know, finding and maintaining regular employment and having skills that will help them get connected to different jobs. So what we'd like to be able to do is have some of those opportunities here on site, so that when parents are visiting and connecting with their children on site, they may also have the opportunity to participate in a work day or several work days, and then one, have that experience, two, have a reference that they can use, and then maybe some supports to, you know, find different job opportunities so that we can, you know, while we're working with the young people and helping them experience some success, that we could also be working with the entire family and making sure that that family safety net is really in place, so that when the young person transitions out of our program, they've got that solid place to return.
To find out more about Layerway and to see additional photos, go to www.layerway.org.